Pleased to be joined with head coach for Scott City, Glenn O'Neill. Coach, congratulations on the road win. It was a hard-fought win, physical at times tonight, but your team really did a good job of taking care of business and getting a big road win here tonight.
We'll take the win for sure. I mean, we missed so many layups, and that could have been a running clock, I think.
Yeah, and you guys got off to a very hot start, 19-5 early on in the game. Ulysses scored the final 5 points, but it seemed like your team did a very good job tonight. Every time you guys would make a run, get up by 15, 16 points, whatnot, they'd get it to within 10, and it seemed like you guys did a good job of countering what looked like they were going to start some runs in the game.
Well, you know, you bank in a three, then you bank in a 15-footer, and, you know, as far as those type of shots, you just kind of shake your head and just, you know, kind of figure it's one of those nights as far as for the other team to make some shots. But, you know, our guys did some really good things. But, man, if they just take care of the ball and, you know, kind of a different story, different chapter every game. Mm-hmm. You know, if you take care of the ball and make layups, I mean, you're up 20, 25 points maybe. You know, last game, if you just stay on the shooters, you know, you're down 6 instead of, you know, 12 or 14. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, for us, it's kind of like Groundhog Day for us. Every day is a new experience, you know, on the basketball court. And, you know, it may be kind of mean to say, but it's the truth. I mean, we just keep on doing, you know, new things.
Yeah. Well, your defense was pretty good tonight. You shut down one of their two big three-point scorers. Romero ended up with 15, but Zach Czar, who's their leading scorer coming in, hitting 25 threes coming in tonight, and you guys hold him to around 0-5, over 6 from the field and didn't score tonight.
Yeah, and they were missing another guard also. I mean, with whatever, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to guess. You know, so, I mean, that would give them one more shooter. So usually they go 4 guards and a big, and tonight I think they went, you know, 3 guards, 2 big, so. You know, kind of, we were going to start in man, and when their starting lineup went out there, we switched to the zone just because they had the two big kids.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here tonight postgame. Beavers winning it here on the road 53-40. Got good scoring performances once again. Drew Duff with those two threes get you guys started off. And Jarek McRae had a better night here from the field tonight, ended up with around 9 points, and he got to the foul line and for the first time this year and
yeah,
hit 3
amazing.
Of his 5.
Shoot, yesterday in practice, I think he hit 38 free throws in a row, and then today he had two that he just barely clunked on the iron. I mean, the ones that he made looked really, really nice. The other two looked, man, just fundamentally just out of sort a little bit. And he might have been nervous because he hadn't been there for a year. But, you know, Drake played better. He's, you know, all our guys have had two really good practices, you know, the last couple of days. I mean, I broke out every toughness drill we could find on Wednesday. I mean, you know, I told my wife and told Trey, you know, on the phone. I said, man, we had one bloody nose, 3 fat lips, and some bruises. And, you know, our guys got after it and kind of showed desire that we want to see. And, you know, saw a little bit of that tonight with the boards and with the hustle. So, I mean, I tell them I was proud of them for the effort they put the last two games or last two practices.
And it definitely paid off here tonight in your 53-40 win. Well, it's 3 practices next week and then 3 consecutive days of basketball, starting off on Thursday next week with Kansas City Schlegel in the opening round of the Orange and Black. And, of course, the team that you guys played in the second round last year in Schlegel. So, be interesting next week up at Colby.
Yeah, I think it's a really balanced field, and unfortunately for everybody, I mean, the records are all kind of average. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody coming in with a sparkling record. There's some teams that have probably played some pretty tough competition, but I mean, it's you know, number one, it's an opportunity to go play 3 in a row like you see at Substate sometimes or State, and you know, another chance is, you know, we shot the ball real well at Colby, you know, last time we were there, knock on something close to wood, and you know, hopefully we can continue that for a couple games.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it on the road here tonight, 53-40. Coach, once again, appreciate the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.